to you by Penguin.
You don't have to be mad to work here. Written and read by me, Benji Waterhouse.
They fuck you up, your mum and dad. They may not mean to, but they do. Philip Larkin, This Be the Verse. Dedication to my mum and dad. Author's note. To preserve the confidentiality of patients, colleagues and some family members, names, ages, places and identifiable details have been changed. I've also cut most of the times when my initial response to a difficult situation was, shit, but that's just to make me look cleverer. Preface. I was once on an aeroplane when the call went out about a medical emergency. Being the only time since leaving medical school that this had ever actually happened, I wasn't going to miss my chance to shine. Let me through, I'm a doctor, I said, elbowing my way past a gathering crowd, feeling like a hero in a film. A pink-faced Good Samaritan, with steamed-up glasses already doing CPR on a body in the aisle, looked me up and down and asked, what type of doctor? This was clearly a more competitive gig than I'd anticipated. I told him I was a psychiatrist. He raised an eyebrow, turned back to the figure and muttered, well, I'm an emergency physician, yes? Maybe if I manage to restart his heart, then you can ask him about his childhood. Admittedly, in this particular case, re-establishing a pulse was a solid starting point. However, this incident reflects a widely held sentiment still prevalent today that mental health is less important than physical health. There has been a welcome shift in public awareness through newspapers, radio, television, podcasts, Twitter and TikTok. But the focus tends to be at the milder, more palatable end of the spectrum. Things like anxiety, depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, autistic spectrum disorder, ASD, or the increasingly diagnosed attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Those with chronic, severe labels, deemed messier, uglier, or outright feared, such as schizophrenia or bipolar, personality disorders or substance misuse disorders, receive less attention. This book is about those people. The ones for whom some cold water swimming and mindful colouring in probably won't cut it. A fly on the padded wall account of my decade working in medicine's most mysterious and controversial speciality. I hope to debunk some myths about psychiatry's patients, doctors and practices, e.g. there are no padded walls. Many people still believe that depression is caused by a chemical imbalance, that bipolar makes you a creative genius, or that those with schizophrenia are axe-wielding murderers with split brains. Do you know the difference between a psychiatrist, a psychologist and a psychic? Because of television, most people presume that I'm either mind-reading, that's a psychic, pitting myself against cannibalistic serial killers, that's a forensic psychiatrist, or asking wealthy couch-strewn neurotics about their mothers, that's a psychoanalyst, which is the classic Freudian image of a patient talking about their dreams in childhood with a cardigan-wearing analyst sitting cross-legged, listening out for revealing slips of the tongue, like when you say one thing but you mean your mother. But, as a general adult psychiatrist, I spend my days, and often my nights, helping, or at least trying to help, predominantly those with serious mental illness. It's often said that mental illness is no different to a broken leg. After spending 6 years at medical school, I spent 2 foundation years as a junior doctor. During that time, I treated many broken legs, mostly in A&E and quite often in its corridors. Back then, I could see the problem either as a wonky deformity or, if I was lucky, there'd be a diagnostically useful bone sticking out. When performing a physical examination, I could feel the break in my hands, although the patient might prefer me not to. If I was still unsure of the diagnosis, I could perform blood tests to rule out other serious causes of bone pain, like osteomyelitis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?